church so much that he gave himself. He died for the church. He died, physically died for the church. He said that is how we are to love our wives. That is, we are supposed to live our lives for them. To die for them is live your life for the well-being of your church, for your wife. He is the one that cleanses the church, washes the church with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present the church, a glorious church, unto himself, not having spots or wrinkle. It is contrary to that scripture if it is the wife that is taking care of you, dying for you, washing for you, cooking for you. Some even, they are so useless, they sleep in the house, the wife will go and sell akara and bring money and give him. Go and labor from morning to night, sit down at home there, and demand that the wife should, when the work finish, say, let me, where is the salary? You must bring your salary, everything, bring it to me, then I will decide how much I will give you. That is not how the church is loved by Christ. You are supposed to clothe her, beautify her. You are supposed to make her presentable. You will never see any perfect person anywhere. That perfect person only exists in your mind. And because he exists in your mind, you will marry her, and then that picture that you have, you will now work on her to achieve that picture that you have. That is the order. The Bible says that the man is the head of the woman. That means you are the idea, ideas. Everything about that, how they're thinking, the everything comes from you. Don't blame the woman for not doing what you think she's supposed to know to do if you have not taught her. And the fact that you teach her and she does not know how to do it does not constitute an offense. That the woman will be loved better by the man when she is really found truthfully being of help to him. He will be so happy, he will be so proud of you to note that he rushed to work and left the house in disarray, and is coming home with a friend that escorted him and missed the house well arranged, well cleaned. You have made him proud. It is wrong for you to say it was her duty she was doing. It's not her duty. She has helped you. She has helped you to give birth to children. Because your name they are going to bear. And that seed is actually from you. The seed that became a human being came from you, brother. She's helping you to incubate it. She's helping. Anytime your wife is under pregnancy, she's a custodian of a seed from you. This idea of disturbing the women, that every time, boy, 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 every time, girl, 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 girl. If this one, go and read. Education helps, knowledge helps. There is what they call X and Y chromosomes. Yes, that comes from the man and the woman. It is these chromosomes that determine the sex of that child. And the one that we produce, the male or female, this whatever sex is determined from what the man gives out. It is the man that is giving you girl, 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 girl. It is the man that is giving you boy, 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 boy. So it should be the woman say, nah, I don't want girl again, I want boy. If you give me boy again, this one where they are too, Go pray. Oh. Make it be girl. Oh. If you give me boy again, I don't agree. Oh. You should be the one tormenting him, not him tormenting you. It's lack of knowledge. Sometimes when there is delay in conception, sometimes the problem is from the men. And once you discover that it is from you, let those that matter to know, that need to know, let them know that the problem is from you, not the woman. Especially your relations. Who will go and torment that woman? You go tell them. Not be sure. I know you have stubborn relations that will say, it's a lie. Why if it's saying that when you marry and the thing happen for your family, nobody get them. Now until you marry this woman, now lie, we'll go give you another woman. Tell them, now you show them the medical report. Any question? Hallelujah.
God bless you, Daddy.
Yes.
I thank you so much for your teaching. We learned a lot, and we pray that God will help us to become good husbands.
Amen.
Daddy, my question is, what can you advise us to do, for example, whereby, just like the Bible said, that women are a helpmate to us? In a situation whereby maybe the wife is trying to be the commander, instead of take the position of the commander instead of the helpmate, what do you advise the men to do in that situation, sir?
She has a psychiatric case. There's one psychiatric hospital at Yaba here. That's what I meant when I talk about difficult spouse. She falls under that category. So you pray for wisdom to deal with such a woman. I'm talking about normal cases. There are some people that don't have a human heart. I'm actually talking to Christians who have respect to the word of God. I'm not talking about... There's an adage that says that when Satan wants to deal with a man, he will give you a bad wife. If he has given you a bad wife, he has finished his assignment with you. He will now go away because your case is settled. You see, I think somebody was defining the meaning of finish and complete, the difference. What is finished and what is complete? There is a finish. If you marry a bad wife, you are finished. If you marry a good wife, you are complete. If you marry a wife that is bad, and also the in-laws, your in-laws are bad, you are completely finished. That would be wrong. Because I know of a brother that used to be in this church, that his wife used to beat him. It was the wife that commanded him to leave Bride Assembly and instructed that he must not have anything to do with any member of the church. Praise God. I am aware he will come to church, you will see scars in his body. What will happen? Now that woman know. And he was already in this church, oh. He didn't marry from here. It was on top of mountain. He went for mountain. And the woman walked to him and said, God, they say, you are my husband. And he came back. I said, for mountain? He said, I said, well, have you prayed? He said, yeah, he prayed, God confirm. So what am I to say again? Amen. He used to call her mommy. When that demon come upon that woman, and he's coming, sometimes she carries knife. He will kneel down. Please, please, please. I'm sorry, mommy, mommy. Please don't do it. Mommy, mommy, please, mommy, 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 please, please, mommy. That man is completely finished. God will not give you that type of woman in the name of Jesus. Listen. Amen. A woman that will not take her position in that marriage. Listen. A woman that will not take her position in that marriage. The man is allowed to exercise his authority. What is he to do? I am not going to tell you what to do, but I say exercise your authority. Okay, pastor, if it is you, what will you do? You want to hear what I will do? But what I will do, you may not be able to do it. So don't ask me. Everybody knows how to handle the woman he has married. Everyone knows how to marry. Me, I know what I will do. When lie here, the woman will repent the second day. But I will not beat her. Praise the Lord. The truth is this. If you don't accept my headship, you should not be in my house. Simple. Pure and simple. If God say I am your head, and you say it's a lie, now you be my head. Any action I take as a head over you, heaven will say amen. Okay, now I think that is settled. Yes.
Hello, hello, sir.
God bless you, Brother Michael from Kogi.
Hello, good afternoon.
God bless you.
Yes, sir. There's one question we want to ask Pastor from this teaching.
We can hear you.
Okay. The question, the pastor said that if a woman proves that he is the head, that the man can exercise his authority over the woman.
If you paid her bride price.
That God will sign it.
If you paid her bride price.
We are asking that, can the husband exercise his authority by divorce his wife?
No.
For not yielding to him?
No. You cannot divorce. But you can temporarily go and keep her somewhere where she can begin to think whether she's actually interested in a marriage or not. God bless you. It's true. Now, maybe let me tell you something. It may look very drastic, but I'm telling you it was wisdom. A man, in fact, is a relation. It's a relation of mine. Had this woman, this is a very big man, I mean a very big man in this nation. My own, what do you call it? Nephew. My brother's son. He said, he was hiding it from me because of respect. I was hearing it from people, but I said, he has not told me, so why should I go into his privacy? Sometimes for 2 years, 3 years, the woman will not even give him food. It's torment, 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 until he developed hypertension. And so one day I landed in Abuja and I said, let me branch his office. I went there and he was looking so morose. And I said, what is happening? He said, look, for the first time you'll be telling me this is what he's going through. Immediately he started, I said, no. I said, it's not in this office that we'll talk. I told him the hotel I was putting up. Come and have dinner with me and we'll talk. And when he narrated what he was going through, of course, I've been hearing it. I said, Let us see whether that woman wants this marriage or not. Listen, we are going to take her to court for divorce. I said, but you're not going to divorce her, Mo. We want to test to see whether she wants the marriage or not. And I told her, I told him, in fact, I started by saying, you're a disgrace to men. Now you take care of this woman. Now you do everything for her. This guy is a multimillionaire. Now me, now you this one. And the woman, they do you like this. I said, we are going. He said, he doesn't know any lawyer. I said, I will get you a lawyer. In Abuja there. Go for a divorce. He told me after I counseled him, the next day he called. He said, for the first time in 1 year, he slept like a baby. Just knowing that, so there is a solution to this thing. My wife is aware of all I am saying. And they were sitting one day in the house. He said he was surprised that he entered the house and the woman went and said, welcome. And he said, yeah. What happened? He said, welcome. He said, he looked at her. He said, maybe something is wrong. You know, answer him. Enter a room as usual. He said, after some time in the night, the woman came. He said, he received a letter from the court for divorce. He said, uh-huh. And so what? He said, it don't reach that extent. He said, get out of my room. Go and sort it. Go and sort it out. And now, go and answer. Now, marriage with this, what will they do? I don't want again. She never ever believed he could go that length. He knew him so much, his weakness, that he will not go to that extent. And he had his fears. One of the people he was afraid of was me. Now me, they fear before. Now I say, do it like this. Then the woman called, began to call everybody in the family to beg. Nobody knew that I was the one. When she called me, I see her phone. In fact, I blocked her line. Eventually, we all got home. Their family came. This one came to resolve the problem. And he said, now, talk now. She was bringing in those stupid talk. And then I stood up. I faced them. I said, we don't want her again. They go. And for your information, you know your husband. You know if he do this thing. Na me. They do this divorce. Na me. The woman, open woman. I say, na me. See you. You get this kind man. You. See, we are waiting for you to go. Before the end of the month, another wife. Will they give you wife? That is when she went on her knees and she was crying. I carry camera. They video the thing secretly. Praise the Lord. So you want this marriage? Then why are you behaving like that? Amen. Now they are enjoying their marriage. That same evening from the... You can imagine where he built what I call a mansion. I don't know which governor get that type of house, private house, in a village, and the woman didn't know. It was from there, that meeting, we now drove, come and go to your house. And she saw the house, her house. She didn't even know. In the village they are built, she didn't know. And from there we went and I gave them a buffet dinner at Abuja Sheraton Hotel. And they have been together ever since. Praise the Lord. That is what I mean. You need wisdom to deal. Now, if she had agreed and gone to court and said, yes, she no want, that means, why will you stay with somebody who hates you? To will torment you. Leave her to go. Well, I'm talking about Christian relationship. It will not go to that extent. Praise the Lord.